This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Now then, today, the 14th and final message begins from the book of Hebrews, a series called Jesus Is. What we've done is take all the expressions out of the book of Hebrews that identify and mark who Jesus is and what he is in our lives, beginning with chapter 1, where it said that Jesus is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of his being, all the way to chapter 13 today, where it says Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's a powerful passage we study. It's a great passage to conclude our study of the book of Hebrews called Jesus Is. The Bible is full of what I call standalone verses. What do I mean by that? Verses that you don't have to know the context. You don't have to know what the verses say before it or after it, but there's power in that verse alone. And many people, even who have very little familiarity with the Bible, have some awareness of standalone verses. The most famous has to be John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life." That's a standalone verse. May I tell you one that I quote more than any other in my office as I'm talking to people? And it's very emotional oftentimes when I share this verse. I love, absolutely love to tell people 1 John 1:9. It says this, "If we confess our sins, he," meaning Christ, "is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." And I'm not exaggerating. There have been many, many times over the years where I've quoted that verse to someone in my office only to see the tears come down their face. And they say, "It's really true, Randy. It's really true." If we confess, we own, we acknowledge what we've done. God says, "I'm faithful and just," which means what? He's good on his word. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Somebody came to church today. You just needed to be told that. You can go home now. And I mean that literally. I mean, that's a powerful word for you today that you needed to hear today. Hebrews 11:6, we studied not too long ago. "For without faith, it is impossible to please God." Listen to that again. "For without faith, it's impossible to please God." And then it goes on to say this, "He that comes to the Lord must believe that he exists." We've got to believe in the existence of God, but then also believe that he actually responds to those who seek him. It's not enough to say intellectually, you know, "I acknowledge there is a God." We have to believe that he responds and he rewards those who diligently seek him. Today, we're going to study a standalone verse in a few minutes. I'll spend some time on it. It's from the book of Hebrews also, where it says this, "Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever." There's not a man in this room that can say that about himself. There's not a woman in this room that can say that about herself. There's not some famous person you know that can say that about themselves, that we are the same yesterday, today, and forever. But Jesus Christ can say it, and it can be said of him because it's true. The same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going to talk about that, but we're going to look at the verse right before that. We're in Hebrews 13, exactly where I left off last week, verses 7 and 8, short passage. Jesus unchangeable, it says this, "Remember your leaders who spoke the word of God to you. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever." Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Well, again, this is the last message in the series from the book of Hebrews called Jesus Is. We'll continue this message from Hebrews 13, 7 and 8 tomorrow on Cross Hope. Remember, our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to any message you've missed or any message you'd like to hear on this program that we call Cross Hope. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.